London Playboy Club, late night. The Playboy Club is filled with an air of excitement and glamour. Beautiful bunnies circulate among the guests, serving drinks and engaging in lively conversations. Eugene, with his loosened tie and flushed cheeks, is clearly enjoying the night and his cocktails a little too much. He spots Victor Lones, the charismatic owner of the Playboy Club, across the room. The group makes their way through the crowd, Eugene leading the way with his friends in tow. They reach Victor's table, where he is engaged in a conversation with a couple of high-profile guests. Eugene, grinning. Victor, how's the club treating you tonight? Victor lounges. Eugene, always a pleasure to see you. The club is thriving, as you can see. How about we discuss those art deals over a drink? Eugene's friends exchange curious glances, but trust Eugene's judgment. They take their seats at the table, joining the conversation. Hugh, to Eugene, whispering, are you sure about this, Eugene? Putting up a client banker's check as collateral seems a bit shady. Eugene, relaxed, reassuring. Don't worry, Hugh. Victor and I have built a solid relationship. This is just a formality to show trust. I've done business with him before, and everything has always been above board. Willie, Penelope, Lydia, and Helen nod, still a bit skeptical, but willing to give Eugene the benefit of the doubt. Victor lounges, raising his glass. To new ventures and international connections, let's seal the deal and have some fun tonight. They all raise their glasses, clinking them together in a toast. The group's concerns momentarily fade away as they get caught up in the excitement of the evening. Cut to, later. Eugene now has a larger stack of casino chips. Obviously, he has won at blackjack. Helen, Eugene, I don't feel comfortable with your misappropriation of funds. Eugene, don't worry, it was only a temporary appropriation. I will cover it with a wire transfer on Monday. Helen, but Eugene, we also need to cover rent on the gallery space his week. Eugene, Hugh, you know the difference between an Englishman and an American? He has her attention. Eugene, when an English sees a Rolls-Royce drive past, he says, who is that and why does he deserve that car? He has their attention now. Eugene, when an American sees a new Cadillac drive by, he says, I'm going to get me one of those. Hugh, resentful. Very clever, Eugene. Later back at the table, the group has diapated to areas of the club. Eugene is knackered. Lydia returns from the ladies' room, newly made up. She sits close to him. Mrs. Lydia Lakejohns leaning into Eugene. Very clever, Eugene. She grabs his crotch under the table. Eugene tries to keep his cool, but she's really working him. Eugene is sweating and loopy. He's going to lose control. Eugene. Hey, take it easy, Lydia. Eugene has to make a hasty retreat to the men's room. Lydia lights a cigarette. She enjoys showing him who's the boss.